Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish Coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like?
Are there certain people who should avoid making an online course or certain topics?
I mean, jerks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like the jerks.
How to be an asshole.
Yeah. That could be a great course.
Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sell or Die, the premier sales and personal development podcast on the planet. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling. I'm joined today by the lovely, the talented, the amazing.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I'm Jen Gluckow, founder of Sales in a New York Minute. I think you're joined every day and every podcast episode.
I'm joined all
episode.
The time. By
every waking
you're
minute.
You're thinking like I'm joined today, like today's different than
I'm
all other days.
To Jen Gluckow.
Anyway, so, you are diehards. We're happy you're joining us today.
Exactly. And you can join us with a 5-star review if you dare.
That's right.
And all you got to do is go to iTunes, I think, and stick one up there.
That's right. It's the purple app button. It's the purple podcast button on your iPhone. Just go in there, search for Sell or Die, and give us a 5-star review.
And we'll be appreciative, and we will read it just like this one.
Let's hear it, Jeffrey.
Steve-O-939 writes, great podcast with valuable and hands-on sales tips. Jeffrey and Jennifer are amazing hosts, and I definitely recommend it to anyone who wants to improve their selling skills and learn from the experts.
Thank you, Steve-O.
Thank you, Steve-O.
Steve-O. Steve-O. Yeah. Steve-O, yeah. I love these reviews make me so happy. It reminds me all the time why we do this. We're doing it for you guys, for you diehards, and we can get the best of the best guests. We just need your help with more 5-star reviews so we can be found on iTunes.
And so that my mother, rest her soul, could really resonate with the fact that I have a real job.
She would be happy to know.
She would be proud of your 5-star reviews on iTunes.
She'd be reading them to all of her friends at the poker game.
Coming up, we have an amazing episode with David Zeitman Garland. He is the premier course guy. He teaches people how to make courses, but not just how to make them, how to sell them.
And he sells thousands and thousands upon thousands of them. And we're going to share with you how you can take this information and relate it to your sales presentation and how you can earn a few more bucks as a result of doing it.
Yeah. And Dave is going to talk about some of the techniques he uses in building courses, including some of his networking skills and strategies that translate into more sales and more lead generation. Yeah, we went to college together.
Whoa.
Yeah, he might tell you a secret or two about me on the show, but probably not.
Yeah, do you know each other's like college secrets?
Come on.
I don't know about that.
The frat and sorority party secrets?
Exactly, the hard R. We want to know all about it, Jen. We think you've been drinking.
Maybe.
20 years ago.
Yeah, maybe I was.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I actually took his course on creating online courses, and David just has a way of transferring his message, of teaching you real world and implementable skills, and making a course that's so effective. And he does it because, A, he's really good at this, right?
Yeah.
This is his shtick. But also, he knows how to sell it. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, making sales.
Let me throw something at you insightfully, you diehards. David talks about the struggles that people have making up a course, and one of the reasons that they fail is because they try to do too much. They take on this broad base of things. The same way you, in your presentation, are way too broad about what you're trying to talk to your clients or your prospects about, and it needs to narrow the focus. So when you listen to this, listen for how this can affect you, not just what it does for David and his people.
Right, because building an online course, all you're doing is educating people on something. All you're doing is trying to help people with something, and those are the exact same things that you do in any kind of sales presentation.
It's like you're creating a presentation where you're informing and educating others with things that they can take away and take your knowledge and go do something better. And it's exactly what you do on a sales presentation.
Whoa, but you may not.
Well, let's hope you do.
Here's the deal. You take your marketing people's slides and it's all about what the hell you do. I'm talking about, and David's talking about, what the customer values, takes away, and can turn into their benefit, their profit, their money. That's the deal. So, ladies and gentlemen, the great
David Siteman Garland. Let's welcome in David Siteman Garland. David is the creator of the Rise to the Top and Create Awesome online courses. By the way, I went to college with David. David helps people create and sell online courses with thousands of students in over 100 countries. That's pretty impressive.
That's damn impressive.
Who have created successful courses on everything from kindergarten teaching to snowboarding. Welcome, David.
That's a pretty wide range of things. If you like car hijacking, do you have legal illegal?
Being from St. Louis, that would probably be a top 10 course here. But yeah, I'm always amazed by topics that I don't know anything about that our students are creating crazy courses on, which I always find super interesting because there's so many crazy ones out there, little niches and things like that.
And
they sell.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Can you give us a price range of those courses? Are they like $10 to $50?
So the way I encourage people is to always price towards the high end of their market. So 5 to 10, like in the top 5 to 10%. So I try to teach less cheapo depo courses that we can just throw up anywhere, go on Udemy for $3 or whatever it might be, and instead have more high end courses. So there's a range. I mean, we've got people that sell maybe a gardening course for $97 all the way up to a potential business course for $5,000. So we've seen all different types of price ranges and just really interesting niches as well.
So Mr. Smarty Britches, if I came on to, and the reason I call you Mr. Smarty Britches is because you have more hair than I do.
That's right. And you don't even know if I'm wearing britches right now. We don't know.
That's very true.
All we can see is his t-shirt.
We always come in our underwear.
Exactly.
But in fact, early in the days of webinars, I sold seats for $99 a pop. I had 500 people on the webinar, and I did the webinar in my underwear. But I had, it was Ralph Lauren, you know, was
so you felt good.
Designer underwear. And we have picture proof of it.
Anyway. Well, sometimes
I'm gonna try not to picture it, and I'm going to try not to look for the picture proof. That's okay.
Okay, good. But if I sold the greatest sales course of all time, and I sold it for $497.
Yeah.
Would it sell on your network?
Well, I don't have a network. So what I do, I mean, I do have a network, but that's not our business model. So our business model is we teach people to do it themselves for their audience and their community. So I don't take, and we also teach them if they don't have an audience. Obviously, you're well established. You guys have a big audience and things like that. But people that come to me are in a wide range. Some are brand new beginners. They just have an idea. They don't have an audience or a following yet. Mm-hmm. Some people are much more established. Some people are in the middle. So realize what we do is that we're the education side of it. We also have software to help people too, but it's teaching you to do this. I mean, how do you put it together? How do you price it? How do you launch it? And that's one of the key things, selling it, right? Because you should know this, obviously, but we can have the greatest course of all time. Nobody knows about it. You don't know how to sell it. Doesn't matter. So that's what we do is we're the education side. People buy my, you know, super meta course on courses and learn how to do it themselves. And that's what we've done now for the last many years.
So does everyone get the same course?
Yes, because we have seen it. I mean, and it started back in Create Awesome Online Courses, my main program, launched in 2013. And now we've got over 4,000 students in that program, right? Wow. And before that, what I was doing was I had a podcast, I had a web show, I interviewed entrepreneurs, I kind of built my platform that way. And I had sponsors. That was kind of my main source of revenue. And you have sponsors as well, which I've seen. Mm-hmm. And sponsors are great until they're not great. So meaning when they decide they don't want to sponsor you anymore, or you know, they wake up on the wrong side of the bed or whatever happens, that's a big challenge for people. So my business model at the time was very tied into other people with a sponsorship, and also kind of being stuck in the one-on-one coaching and consulting world, which I just didn't love because I like more freedom in my business. So that's when I kind of by accident discovered the world of online courses through my podcast, when I met Ryan Lee and Marie Forleo, who were kind of some early adopters of online courses. And I loved that you could take something that you knew and put your spin on it, get it up online, get your knowledge out there, help people get results, and make a super healthy profit with it on your terms. You know, if you want to take Tuesdays off and eat tacos all day and call it Taco Tuesdays, you could do that with online courses. Can't do that with one-on-one clients if you have those going on all the
right,
time.
Right, if you're not right, working you on Monday, you don't make any money on Taco
exactly.
Tuesday.
Or even in a service-based business, and you're not working on your client stuff, you're not making money. And so I love things personally that I can do, let's say once, and of course you keep it updated and things like that, but creating a product that can then be sold over and over again. So back in 2010, 2011, my knowledge at the time was actually interviews like this, because I had done 500 online interviews. And people were asking me, how did I do it? How did I record it? How do I get guests? So that was my first course. It was called Create Awesome Interviews back in 2011.
You really like the word awesome, don't you?
Yeah. Well, that's what I came up with. You got to have some.
I love it.
And so that, and then courses that followed that was how I perfected it. And I realized over time, as we went from zero to 250,000 in sales, and then a million in sales in the first 24 months, right, of doing courses, is that I realized that this was very much something replicatable, something that, you know, no matter what the topic was, mm-hmm. you could kind of plug and play as long as you put in the work, right? And that's the key thing with anything. It's not just, let's hit a magic button and make $7 zillion tomorrow. It's not that. There's
exactly.
work. But it was perfecting a system, and now we have seen it just play out across the board. I mean, I'm telling you, on topics you couldn't even imagine.
Have you made your own course?
Of course.
I mean like how to hang a picture or how to
So I did. So this is an important point. Just like, you know, you wouldn't start teaching sales if you hadn't sold anything before, which
correct.
Unfortunately some people try to do this.
Yeah, I believe
it. It's like my biggest pet peeve because these people are just like coming out in mass amounts right now where they think they're an expert and they can't sell for shit.
Yeah, people who think they know everything piss off the people that actually do.
Amen on that. And it's funny because, you know, what happens is once the barrier of entry is relatively low compared to, let's say, opening a shop on the corner with all these different things. So the barrier of entry is low. A lot of people can kind of step up to the plate, you know, and if you don't have the experience and the results for yourself and or other people, you're gonna crash and burn, right? And so what I've seen is, for me, we got to over $1 million in sales of courses that had nothing to do with teaching courses before I started teaching online courses.
Got
so
you.
We taught, you know, about how to do online interviews. We talked about how to put together an online event. We had another one on podcasting. There was a variety of different things that we did where I really honed my expertise. Then people started coming to me and saying, well, how are you doing these courses and how are you launching them and what are you doing? And that's really where the idea came from.
Can you send us your podcast course?
I have it. So I've been taking it. I didn't tell you this, Jeffrey. It's been a little bit of a secret.
It's really an interviews course.
Yeah. I've been taking the how to take, not the podcast course. I've been taking the how to create awesome courses.
Yeah, create awesome online courses. That's our baby.
And it is amazing. Seriously, David did not ask me or pay me to say this, I swear.
No, but I'll send you the check in the mail later, but okay.
He's our guest, legit. But I downloaded his course and I got access to his course online and I've been taking it and it's incredible.
Cool. Well, there you go. Testimonial that you'll be able to play forever.
Yeah, we'll be taking a nice screen flow video of that at a later
exactly.
Day.
Please do.
So what kind of person, because we have a lot of diehards out there who are listening, and they're salespeople, and they're experts at all different things, and they might not even realize their expertise, okay? What kind of person should create an online course?
Yeah, so we kind of see it in a few different categories, and it's fun now that because we've had so many people go through it, I've kind of seen the gamut. So I'd say number one is exactly what you said, is kind of the expert coach consultant type of person. I mean, it's perfect because you're productizing what you're already doing, mm-hmm. essentially. Then you've also got what I would call, I don't really love this term, but it's out there, is kind of online influencer, if you will. Mm-hmm. So kind of like a content creator, a blogger, a podcaster, even someone that's, you know, maybe big on Instagram or something, or YouTube.
Yeah.
Right?
And YouTubers are amazingly popular. I got a 9-year-old Absolutely. Daughter that has her 5 favorite YouTubers.
Exactly.
And she wants to become one.
Exactly. And the thing is with YouTubers, just give an example, how do YouTubers make money? Well, a lot of them, a lot of them sell like swag, you know what I mean? Like buy my shirts and whatever little dingy things. And then, you know, of course the big ones can make money via advertising. They do quite well with that, but that's 0.00001%. And the interesting thing about courses, which I find fascinating, my first course when it launched the very first time, I had just 400 people on my email list. Just 400 people. Okay. And that course did $19,800 in revenue when we did that. Now, to me, that was some of the most exciting money I'd ever made, because that was a small email list. That was a small audience. And I've got no doubt that people could build audiences much bigger than that as well. It's just a side note that people, you don't have to be some uber celebrity or have millions of followers. We actually have a saying in Create Awesome Online Courses, small but mighty. You know, so we have a lot of people that are starting from scratch as well. So we get beginners that are just getting started. They even have a website. They are thinking about what they want to do, and they also do quite well in the program. So it falls in those categories, with another one being also sort of people in a service-based industry or have another business and want to add an additional revenue stream, mm-hmm. or potentially shift businesses in the future as well. So we've kind of seen the gamut of different people in it.
So this goes for really anyone selling anything, not just online courses, but how do you have such a small base and grow it and get business from it?
Yeah, I mean, with a small base, what I always encourage people, so the number one kind of way to sell something online, sell an online course specifically, that's going to actually convert for you more than anything, is going to be your email list. Okay. It is just, it's period. And people will try to argue, well, what about this and that? Everything else is really a driver to that, because at the end of the day, it's going to be the opportunity that comes with your email list, and it's your relationship with your email list, right? So do people know you for creating valuable content and actually helping them with things, right? And how you build that relationship. So I always encourage people when they're launching their first course to be building that email list of somewhere between, I did it with 400, but I would encourage people to be in the 500 to 1,000 range in terms of
what's your email list now?
115,000.
Cool. Way to go.
Yeah, good job.
A little bit of growth.
No, well, how did you get that growth?
So for us, if I were to kind of mark the little boxes of where it is, so we do a lot of advertising mm-hmm. on, I would say our number one advertising source would be Facebook mm-hmm. right now. So we do a lot of advertising.
And do you do target Facebook, or do you just do Facebook in general?
We do everything on there. We're retargeting, we're detargeting, we're schmetargeting, whatever it is. We're doing everything. Reverse backwards targeting, that's what we're doing too. So advertising has been a great one. And obviously what we're doing with that is we're giving away something valuable in exchange for an email address, right?
So for example?
I'll give you an example. So our top giveaways, number one is a cheat sheet, which is called the 7 steps to creating, promoting, and profiting from online courses. So it's a quick PDF download that gives a lightning fast outline of the steps to be successful with this. Okay. So cheat sheet is one. We have webinar would be number two. So we have an auto webinar that teaches the 7 steps.
So does that put you into a funnel?
That will put you right into a funnel.
Okay.
We got all kinds of funnel cakes going on.
Do you have the kind with the icing on the top?
This is the icing. The icing's the everything. That's exactly what it's the only thing I eat off of those things.
I like actually the powdered sugar.
Yeah, I like the powdered sugar too.
And then we all end up with a stomach ache and we have a good day and take a nap.
And the powdered sugar is like all over your black
shirt.
You
get that at the Clayton Art Festival.
Yeah, exactly. Or we can go back to the 1904 World's Fair here while we're at it. But so webinars would be another big one that we give away. And then we also now are doing, I have an ebook as well that we give away on Facebook. So seven steps to creating, promoting a profitable
online. I could have guessed that, but I didn't want to hurt
you. Nice and consistent with it. So Facebook ads have been a major source of traffic. The other one that I would say, which is even more powerful when done correctly, is joint ventures. And that is one of our bread and butter, is that we partner with people. And it has to be the correct people. It's not just anyone, right?
So it's affiliate rather than joint
affiliate.
Venture?
Affiliate. Okay. Well, affiliate, joint venture, same thing. So basically what we'll do is we'll go with people. We'll say, hey, Jeffrey, you know, you like Create Awesome Online Courses. Do you want to host a webinar, right, that we'll do? You earn 50% of anything we sell, right? And so we do a lot of those JV webinars throughout the year with people as individual promotions to their email list, right? And we earn, they make 50%. And also, obviously, when you sign up for a webinar, you're being added to my email list. So over years, that has been something that has constantly brought in 1,000 people here, 2,000 people here, 500 people here. And so joint venture webinars have been a major traffic source for us as well. And then the third one I would probably point to would be just what I would call organic traffic that comes in via podcasts, via blogs, via just my website being up for a long period of time. So that's where I would kind of point to that.
So would you be willing, and I don't like to make deals online when it's risky, live and everything, but yeah. But how about if we did one for you and you did one for us?
Yeah, we could work that out. You know, I mean, it's tough. We'd have to have the right offer coming to our email list from you guys, but I have no doubt we could come up with something cool.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah,
we could.
Agreed.
No, okay, I'll tell you what. Mark it down. Now it's on video.
Oh, we'll yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Especially
so if anyone goes back, it's on Jeffrey now.
Exactly. And we can celebrate in St. Louis by having a steak and shake or something.
Perfect. We'll go get a Frisco melt and we'll have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a Frisco melt
cookies,
guy, but
cookies
I...
Cookies and cream shake.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, by the way, talk about all this food, all this stuff, it's like, it's making me happy and giving me a stomach ache.
I know. My stomach is turning.
I'm a chocolate shake guy, no whipped cream, extra cherries.
He's not picky.
Perfect. Yeah. We'll deal with that. Based on how much we'll sell, I'll create a little steak and shake hierarchy of what we'll get you, depending on how much we'll sell.
Of course, I want the double steak burger with onions and lettuce and French fries, baked beans.
You're getting into the six-figure
sales. Oh my God.
Yeah, if we're not six-figure, I'm not
we're
coming
not six
out
figures,
there.
You're getting a pickle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They have good pickles there.
Do they?
Yeah, they have great pickles. Yeah.
So in your intro, I mentioned that some of your students have created things from kindergarten teaching to snowboarding. What are some of the other really creative, cool courses?
Subject. This is my favorite subject because, I mean, you get to bragging about your students. It's like the most fun, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, we've got now with Create Awesome Online Courses, we've got many people we call our seven-figure club, which are people that have done seven figures in sales in a 12-month period.
Whoa. Right?
And we also have
club. Wait. You have the t-shirt?
We need it. We should get like jackets or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you should get something really cool.
I know. Right
you
now,
need some swag.
Club and name only. But I will give you a couple of interesting examples. So one, I'll tell you one that's just crazy, super successful, and also a few others that are just really interesting. So one that I find really interesting in terms of success was Renee Christine. So Renee Christine is now known as the queen of handmade businesses. So what we're talking about is teaching, women. She's got stay-at-home moms how to create successful craft businesses.
Like Etsy kind of stuff?
Etsy-ish kind of stuff, exactly.
Okay.
She had sold a craft business. Then she ran out of money. There's a whole crazy story. There was a divorce. There was shenanigans. There was all these different things. And she was kind of down to her last leg.
Sounds like her story could have sold.
It was. And she ended up launching a course to teach how to create a business like this. And it did $3,000 on the first launch.
Wow.
Okay. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, and this is what I always find fascinating. Some people would say $3,000, oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And some people might say $3,000, epic fail.
Just right. Like, oh, yeah.
Right. For her, and this is the point of the story, It was amazing. She sent me now this infamous video. We call it the crying girl video on the internet, where she is literally sobbing in the video because she's so excited. She had tried everything else. She's finally making a little bit of money. Okay. And she was going to the Disney store, getting her kids some stuff. I mean, it was just like a really cool, like, emotional video, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what she did from there was amazing, because it's not just about that massive launch. You hear about that online. That's what I call online hype BS, right? Where people saying you have to have a six-figure or seven-figure launch of a course. That's crap. That's 0.0001% of people, right? So she did $3,000, but she kept getting better. She learned how to promote better. She learned how to build her email list better. And it kept going and going and going. We're now about 3 years later with this. So a little bit less than three. She did 1.7 million in sales last year.
Way to go. I love that.
You know, and it's just, you hear stories like that and you're like, holy crap, that's pretty awesome. And then...
Wait, time out. Hold on. How much was your course?
My course is $997, or there's a payment plan, that's a mouthful, for 12 payments of $97.
All right, so let's just say she paid $1,000, okay?
$1,000.
So she invested $1,000 in herself.
Probably her last $1,000.
Right?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, she was literally, she was on my podcast, and this is sad, I mean, because this is not a cliche story. She literally was starting to Google homeless shelters, and she has three kids. You know, because she wasn't sure, and she was down, and yeah, $1,000 on the course, Jennifer, and then maybe,
and she turned that into $1.7 million.
Yeah, well, much
in
more
one year.
Than that,
she doesn't go to Disney World or Disneyland. She buys a house outside of Disneyland.
Exactly,
and buys a season ticket.
They actually just built a house down in Connecticut, but it's funny because I think overall now she's probably closer to like $3 million.
That's life changing.
Is she punishing herself by living in Connecticut?
I mean, well, hey, that's a whole other story. But I mean, that's. You know, that's a fascinating topic. And then on the other end, you know, people hear one of the cliches or myths about online courses is that you have to have a course that is directly related to business and money. And that's not true, right? So that's an example of one that is, because she's helping stay-at-home moms with their craft businesses. Mm-hmm. You guys help sell. I help with Create Awesome Online Courses, right? So people sometimes get this fake, you know, knowledge of like, oh, if I'm not selling how to make money, even though that's a great topic on many different levels, right? That it's not successful.
Hi, my name is Jeffrey Gittimer. You may know me as the author of The Little Red Book of Selling, or The Little Gold Book of Yes Attitude, a bunch of other books. But what you don't know is I'm coming to Dallas to do a live event. And there's a reason. The economy right now is booming and your sales are up. And you may erroneously think that you had something to do with it. I'm not coming to Dallas to tell you how to have your best year ever. I'm coming to Dallas to tell you how to have your best decade ever. Invest a few bucks in yourself. The dividends will last a lifetime. Hope to see you there.
Are there certain people who should avoid making an online course, or certain topics?
I mean, jerks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like the jerks.
How to be an asshole.
Yeah, that could be a great course.
Well, I already know that.
You know, I think there's two different types of people I kind of point to. One, in all seriousness, it is an attitude to a certain degree. I mean, there's people that are thinking, you know, if you go in with the attitude, this is never going to work for me, or this isn't going to happen, or this is a ripoff, or whatever that stupid attitude is, of course it's not going to happen for you, right? Because you want people that have really the right attitude, like that, hey, I'm going to make this happen for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's the second one. This is a big one. And this has to do with results. Okay. The top courses, bottom line, I mean, period. And I've studied this and seen it. I've done it all when it comes to this. They have a specific result attached with that course, ideally, that you're going to get your customer. Okay. And you're going to walk them through a process to get to that result. So whether that result is doing a, you know, 360 on a snowboard, doing an aerial silk backflip, or selling your first Afghan on Etsy, right? Whatever it is, okay? There has to be a specific result associated with it. So I would say where people get themselves into trouble is they'll come in and have something that's too broad, right? So they'll say something like, oh, well, my course is just going to help people feel better. Or my course is going to, people will maybe think that they're more confident. Okay. And those are great things, but that might not be a great course because it's not a specific enough a result that you can then break down into steps and teach someone how to get from point A to point Z. in this case. Hmm. So that's kind of what I would say with that.
In sales, David is talking about what's the outcome, what's the projected outcome going to be.
Exactly.
And if you can understand the outcome, then you can go back and generate the course that will create the outcome.
Are there any other big things that people make mistakes on when they're building courses?
They do. I mean, you know, one thing, and this is not to toot our own horn, but I'm going to toot away here because why not?
No, please be humble.
And this is key, and it's not just me with this. Of course, I'm the best, but that's a whole other story. Is that they trying to go at it alone is a big mistake. Meaning, trying to figure this out because people have gone before for you, like I have, right? And spent years on this perfecting the process. Mm-hmm. And so if you start going at it alone, what ends up happening is the following things. One, you confuse the living crap out of yourself. You start YouTubing things and Googling things. You don't know if it's good or bad. You end up with some kind of Franken course that you're trying
you
to
also,
like.
You also second slap. Guess yourself.
Right. And you know, no support. Either like, you know, you're going to ask like, what if you've got a question? Are you just going to be hoping that someone happens to have the right answer and you're not invested in it? And there's a lot of things that happen there.
There's also someone's going to tell you you're crazy. Mm-hmm. And most people can't take a couple of your crazies and still continue.
Exactly. Very true. And also you start taking advice from people that have no idea what they're talking about, right. Which is a classic one. So you're like, you know what? I saw one way to do it was that you know, pre-sell your course. And then I talked to my cat and my cat said,
yeah, exactly.
You know, actually that's not the way you do it. And I was like, well, has Mr. Sprinkles sold any courses? No, but you know, he seems to know a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And so he pees
in his own box every day. Oh, I don't understand it.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel. I mean, it's just one of those things. You don't have to, like, there's a proven process for it. You don't have to go out there and spend the next 3 years
right,
trying
to
every
bucks.
Trial and error.
I love
right,
it.
Exactly. Exactly. So I would point to that one being a major
or 12
one.
Payments of 97 if I'm.
Yeah. For those who prefer a payment plan.
Yeah.
So I want to switch gears for a minute. You hired your dad, which is really cool, to handle all of your customer service. Actually, he was your gatekeeper when we originally reached out. He declined us. He said you were very busy.
His default button is decline, I think.
That's classic.
He was a really good gatekeeper, but we went around him.
Yeah.
Anyway, how did it come about to hire your dad? That's really cool.
Yeah, so that was, I have to look at the date. I want to say it was about 6 years ago, maybe even seven. And it was maybe about six. So my dad has worked in the corporate world his whole life. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about since forever. He actually was a vice president of a large company here in contract packaging, which we're not going to explain because I'm going to take a nap.
Exactly.
God bless him. Okay. And so, but my dad is very much a people person. He's been in sales, he's been in customer service, he's been in management. And then he was at that company. That company was then sold. And then he went to a different company and he was there and he was happy at this company, but he kept kind of casually mentioning it to me. And I thought he was kidding for years, like for a couple of years. Like he'd be like, oh, you know, it'd be cool as if I came in and worked for you and we worked together. And I didn't think he was serious, honestly. And then it was the fall of that year. He just said, you know, we were having dinner and he said, I really think I could help out. You know, it was time to start kind of growing the team because at that time I didn't have any full-time employees. I had several contractors doing various things, you know, virtual assistants and web stuff and things like that. I didn't have a full-time employee. So he wanted to do it. We worked it all out and he was hired that fall and it's just been awesome. I mean, he works, you know, in his pajamas from Clayton, Jeffrey.
Wait, so you negotiated a job contract with your dad?
Yeah, we didn't negotiate a job contract and retirement, everything. I mean, he's a full salaried benefit, you know, guy here. And he just literally texted me, by the way. Signs every text, love dad. Fun fact.
Yeah, there is nothing like dad. Nepotism.
He must know my dad because my dad does the same thing.
Yeah. Right.
As if it's like funny. A letter. It's a text.
It's funny. Yes. I don't know. He might say, sounds good, love dad. But or it could be three paragraphs he's been typing for 2 hours, but we don't know. But it's, you know, but what's interesting, it's not for everyone, you know, but we have a really special relationship. So it works perfectly for us. And now the team's grown. I mean, so now we've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 full-time employees, all spread out all over the United States, all virtual. And it's been really cool. But yeah, it's been a really, really cool kind of dream come true situation to work with my dad. It's just been a blast.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I'm my son's secretary.
Yeah, perfect.
I love that.
He also gets a lot of unofficial, you know, mandatory grandparenting duties too. You know, as he comes over, that obviously comes along. It's not necessarily in his contract, but we would call it very important.
Do you have kids?
I do. I have a 3-year-old and an 8-month-old.
Wow. So do you sleep yet?
We do.
Okay.
They're actually very, you know, like everything. You know, I'm a big believer in getting help on things that you don't know, right? And so we had both our kids. We actually, there was a sleep specialist in California who can actually teach your kids, tell you what to do as long as you follow it, right? Without ever meeting your kids. You just sent her some information. She did it. We had both kids sleeping within the first couple months, 7 to 7.
Has she created an online course?
She needs to. That's the next. That's don't worry. Blessed. Don't think that hasn't been in my
all
head.
All right. Just curious. Just curious.
And do you have boys or girls?
I have the 3-year-old's a girl and the 8-month-old's a boy.
Cool. So you're in good shape.
I'm good. Calling it there, I think.
So what's next?
So when are you moving to Boca?
I would go tomorrow, honestly. If I could start having dinner at 5 o'clock and roll to Boca, I'm ready to go.
Oh, man. Okay. So besides Boca, what's next for DSG?
Well, you know, it's funny because kind of quarter one this year, I feel like we were going full steam ahead on some new things. So for example, launched that ebook.
Mm-hmm.
Also launched my podcast, which has been great as well, the Rise to the Top podcast.
So you relaunched your podcast.
Relaunched it. So I did it from 2008 to 2013 and then brought it back in 2018. So I had a 5-year hiatus there on the podcast.
And what's different now? Like what's evolved?
Well, my whole world's completely different. So I think that changes it a lot because in 2008 to 2013, I was kind of just getting started, right? And I didn't really have things that I was necessarily teaching. It was kind of all about interviews, right? At least for the first few years.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I can add a lot more 2 cents to conversations because I've got the experience now. I mean, like last year, you know, my company was on the Inc. 5000 list. Like there's a lot of credibility that's been built up over time. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And so now it's a combination of interviews and also solo shows. And now it's really more refined though on the subject matter of kind of online courses, digital products and programs, you know, online business, that kind of thing. So it's much more focused when originally it was just kind of about sort of interviews with entrepreneurs. So it's a bit different now. And as I understand marketing better and better, it helps feed into other things we're doing. It feeds into our webinars. It feeds into our funnels. It feeds into our sales. And so that was kind of a big thing, bringing that back, you know, with the show. And so we had the kind of the ebook and the show. And now it's just kind of, you know, as always, bringing in new customers, it's new partnerships. But for me, I stay in my lane. And I think that's been the key to success for us. Mm-hmm. It's just been sticking with this subject matter and really mastering it versus bouncing around to 50 different things, right?
Yeah.
I like to stay in this lane. So it's about getting more customers. What else can we do to help them? What are things that, what else might they like because they like this? Like that's where we're at. So it's nothing necessarily drastic. It's more just continuing to sell and continuing to do good business.
That's the right way to do it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
About that. When you stay in your lane, you're going to be way more successful than if you keep trying to pass everybody.
And you know this better than anyone, I would say. I mean, someone that when, you know, your name being synonymous with sales and selling is not an accident. You weren't rotating it around and next year talking about, you know, classic cars. And the year after that, you were talking about, you know, wearing, I think, vests. Is that a vest or is that I think you're wearing a vest.
It's a t-shirt.
Okay. Whatever it might be.
Well, it says 24-hour service. A 24-hour service on the pocket because we offer 24-hour service. It's not from us, but someone will.
Someone's helping.
Bingo. Do you know where Sheridan Hall is?
Yes, I do.
It's at the University of St. Louis.
It's near SLU, right?
Yeah. I did 3 seminars there. It's the best speaking venue in this country.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an extremely strong statement.
Yeah, that is. And he's told me that before. Yeah.
You can hear a pin drop from the stage to anywhere in that audience.
Wow.
Incredible acoustics, huh?
Incredible. And the people that have performed there would blow your doors off.
Huh.
Because when I go in the you know, dressing room, there's pictures of people like Robert Kennedy and Bob Dylan.
Oh my God.
Really?
That's cool.
Yeah. Very interesting. Yeah. All right.
My picture's not in there.
You're not in between those two?
I stole those pictures. So this has been a really insightful segment because many of our, we call our listeners diehards because it's sell or die. You know, hello.
I see what you did there. Yeah.
But many of our diehards are interested in doing more with their own business and their own thing. And they have this idea germinating in their head about, boy, if I could do this. And there's so many successful people online that have done what you're teaching them to do. I mean, literally, there's millions of them, not thousands of them. There's millions of them. And if you can create that foundation for somebody to have the confidence to go launch something, you're going to make money forever.
And that's help people hoping. Forever.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. You know, I can feel your passion about wanting to help people. And that's what drives this whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, I've always said that it was funny years ago. I remember I was at a mastermind, you know, something, whatever it was. And we were with like five or six other people and we were talking about a problem in our business. I don't even remember what the problem was, but we're talking about something with customers. And this guy stands up and says, well, you just care too much.
Whoa.
Yeah. You care too much. You know, you shouldn't worry about that. You shouldn't worry about customers' results. It's just about selling them stuff. I mean, this was almost verbatim what he said. Now I threw up a little bit in my mouth. Of course. Right. And then, you know, and I was thinking to myself, kind of, this goes full circle as we wrap up here from the beginning when we're talking about how, you know, the barrier of entry is low.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But what happens is you've got to really come from a place of not only wanting to have a successful business, but really wanting to help people get results.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is all about. And if you come from that spot, you're going to be in good shape. And that's what I feel like you guys do. I feel like that's what we do.
Yep.
And unfortunately, that poor guy, not that I kept an eye on him, not that I was winking from afar, but has since gone out of business.
Aww. Yeah. This is the challenge with that is, and this is what most people don't understand, you can feel it from the other person
mm-hmm.
or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give it off, other people will, you can transfer your sincerity to other people very easily.
Yours is like coming through the screen. I love it. It's awesome. Yeah.
And your books, of course, make you look a hell of a lot smarter than you actually are.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They're actually just the same book. I just switched the covers around. So
okay,
makes
good, 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 good. Okay,
cool. I could probably find one of yours on there.
We'll have to send you some signed copies to add to your shelf.
Done. I'll put them up.
All right, cool. Hey, this has been amazing. Where should people go to get more besides downloading your podcast, Rise to the Top?
Yeah, let me give, I'll give two quick links. So one is createawesomeonlinecourses.com. So there we've got free training for you. You can sign up. You could just kind of get your feet wet, learn about that if you're interested there. And also, and you can use the number 7 for this or type in 7stepsbook.com. And if you go to 7stepsbook.com, you can download the book, read about it, learn some things, go from there. So that's where I would send people. And I'm excited. I definitely feel like there'd be a good opportunity for all of us to do some more stuff together.
Yeah,
so
that would be a lot of fun.
I'm going to leave you with an idea. You need to create 1 through 10 statues.
Statues.
Statues. Just with the number 1, the number 2, the number 3, the number 4, for the number of figures that people hit with their online course sales.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So the $1,000 or the $100,000 or the 7-figure, you know, there's all kinds of things that you can get or you can do that will help people significantly in feeling good about their achievement.
That's a phenomenal idea.
I like it.
Brands you literally forever. They will never forget that statue.
Literally like a statue you send to them.
Yep.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I love that idea.
Now, if you want to piss people off, you could put Mazel Tov at the bottom of it.
Right, right. Or I can hide it in there somehow. You can't see it, but it's like somewhere. You know?
Right, it's like playing it backwards kind of thing from the Beatles.
Oh,
right,
man.
Exactly. That's a great idea. And people love recognition, and they also love the idea that they're moving forward and other people see that. It's
so maybe there's a 1 for $100,000 and a 5 for $500,000 and then a 7 if you hit a million.
Yeah, I love 7 the idea figures. Of something that you could put. Yeah. Like I got this cool piece of art here. Look at this. See this thing?
Whoa.
Perfecto mundo.
And, you know, it wouldn't be this necessary, but something like a cool thing that you could pop on your desk because that would be awesome.
And it becomes a talking piece for other people who come over and want to know how they got that.
Much heavier than it looks, by the way.
Yeah, but you already have the word. You're using awesome.
Yeah.
and you somehow incorporate that into the plaque that you put at the bottom of it, and you're it's going to win for you.
I love it.
That's cool.
Consider it done.
I love insightful interviews. I love interviews where I not only question, but I learn. And I think that anybody who has listened to this podcast has learned something very valuable, not only about themselves, but about how to convey their message in a way that other people get it and want to take action as a result of it.
David freaking rocks.
Yeah.
Like, I know his word is awesome. He's awesome.
Yeah, I think that when you look at something like that, and I want to go back for just a second because I feel that he hit on something that diehards can all take to the bank. There is a struggle that people go through no matter what they do. He's talking about struggling to make the course and struggling to make the course happen. So what? Like, dude, if you're not willing to struggle, go get a job at McDonald's where your closing question is, do you want fries with that?
Like, how many successful people just got there because they woke up and it was easy?
None.
Right. And you know what? They probably loved the struggle or hated it and loved it while it was going through. But diehards, like, the struggle is okay.
So I'm right now in the heart of this Napoleon Hill Truthful Living book. Doug, the great producer, Doug Branson, who is sitting on the opposite end of the glass, is helping me literally on an every morning basis. It's taking me three times as long to record this book because I didn't write it. I only edited it. But I want you to understand the concept behind what Siteman is talking about, and that is, what's your desire to do this? How passionate are you about making your sales presentation better? How passionate are you about creating some kind of a learning tool for someone else? Or maybe just making your slides better?
It's like, how badly do you want it? And what are you willing to do about
exactly.
it?
Exactly. So I'm going to read a paragraph.
All right.
See yourself a person of influence in the business world. See yourself increasing in value, earning still more money as you grow older. See yourself engaged in a line of work where you will not fear the loss of a job. Paint this picture through the powers of your imagination and lo, it will turn into a beautiful picture of desire. Use this desire as the chief object of your concentration and see what happens. In other words, he's saying you gotta want it bad, and you got to focus in on it.
And you got to visualize it. I mean, he's talking about seeing yourself. You really got to visualize it.
So if you're a diehard out there and you don't desire it bad enough, get out. Because you're never going to get to where you want to get. You're just going to roll along and hope that your ship comes in. And let me explain something. Your ship is on a slow boat from China, and it's going to probably get lost, or you'll find it out in L.A. where you don't even want to go.
But I think, like, desire is the first step, right? You have to want it bad enough. But the second step is you have to be willing to take action to make it happen. So, like, if you're listening to our podcast every week or every day now, and you're not taking these tips and strategies and using them in your daily sales lives, what are you doing? Right. Stop listening to us. You are wasting your time, okay? Right. Listen to us and take action. Our producers are like shaking their heads.
No,
keep listening. Get those numbers. No, but for real, guys, you guys, if you desire it hard enough and want it bad enough, but you're not taking the action, you have to ask yourself, what's stopping you? What's and preventing you?
The key that Napoleon Hill gives is that when you take the action, focus in, concentrate on, eliminate all the shit from your life, and get involved in it literally physically and mentally so that you can achieve it at a higher level than anybody else. And when you do, here's what's going to happen. You're going to start to win.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to start to win not just sales and money, but you're going to win relationships and referrals. And that's the essence of what it takes to be a real diehard.
And you're going to have fun at it.
Oh, yeah. The more money you make, the more fun you have. That's one of the rules of life, I think.
All right. So tomorrow we have an amazing episode coming up. Actually, you were on the Why and the Buy. which is another podcast on our network. They're an amazing podcast with Jeff Bedrick and Christy Walters.
On the Sell or Die Network.
Yeah, right? The Sell or Die Network. And so it's a Sell or Die Extra tomorrow where we give a clip of that. And then on Thursday, it's Jeff Shore Day. Jeff Shore is another awesome guest.
I like him a lot. Actually.
And we have, of course, our Best of Fridays.
So,
yes.
Go be a diehard for real. Strap on your intellect and make certain that you are in full desire mode. Make sure that you're focusing on how you present value to the other person and do it, but concentrate on it so that your focus is not diverted by a television or a text or any of the other stupid things that get in the way of your making it successful. That's the key.
Take action.
Yeah, dude.
Jeffrey, I think it's time to remind people something.
Of what?
You know.
What?
That thing.
What thing?
The thing you do every episode.
Oh, here's the deal, diehards. I'm reminding you, this is Jeffrey Gittimer, by the way, and I'm reminding you to get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off.
Sell or diehards. If you love the show, make sure you've subscribed.
And if you've subscribed, make sure you rate us on iTunes or give us a star on Overcast.
And if you've done all of that, tell a friend about the best sales podcast on the planet. Or better yet, tell both your friends.
And if you've done all of that, well, you're a true sell or diehard. And we thank you.